political influence. And they have a lot of money. $11.5 trillion, trillion with a T. That's more money than France, Germany, and England's entire GDP for the year combined. Through the stock market, they buy in the biggest, most powerful businesses in the world and force them to think and behave according to their political philosophies.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
They use the economy and big businesses for political leverage and for the benefit of Israel. For example, McDonald's and Starbucks. BlackRock owns enough shares into them to influence them to pursuing policies that are not popular and led to many boycotts. And then although it's very, very bad for the business, BlackRock doesn't care. Because BlackRock also owns their competition. So they have no problem forcing businesses into unpopular politics because they make profit either way. They push their political agendas and make money. Businesses don't want to do these things. BlackRock also makes a lot of profit on war. They have large stakes in Boeing, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman. And anytime there's war, it's going to help Israel and they're going to make a lot of money on it. BlackRock also uses their money for lobbying politicians to their politics too, such as in America, England, and Ukraine.